Conversations with Good Brothers Talk Show. My name is Sean Francis Coleman, and this is.
And I'm Darnell Ramsey. Welcome, everybody. Welcome.
Yes. We're excited to be back for another week, another talk show. I'm very excited about the conversation tonight, but first wanted to do like we do, just check in with my good brother. Now, how you been?
That's how we go do that. I'm maintaining. This has been thinking a lot about, you know, some of the stuff that was been going on news, of course, with the somebody popping a bully behind it. But I was just thinking about the last 2 weekends where you had some brothers have lose their lives. Well, I guess one is in North Carolina. I'm sorry, was that North Carolina?
I think it was North Carolina.
South Carolina, okay. And Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay.
But just to add a different spill on it, I know we're a little bit out of topic, but that's been very heavy on my mind. I know we've been getting a lot of media coverage on the over the tube, and everybody's all in outrage. But again, I think over the last year and a half, or last year since Trayvon Martin, has been about 8 killings,
right.
Man.
More than that.
And the most remarkable thing is that, because I don't, you know, everybody talk about it, just add my little spill to it. But one of the things that, you know, I was talking about to a brother yesterday is how many times this had happened before the camera phone.
Exactly.
You understand? So we all in outrage. Again, it'll die down. Trayvon Martin, something happened, it'll die down. But one of the things that I wanted to move forward with, and something that we talk about all the time in our discussion, is why did these brothers run?
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So, you know, we always talk about accountability and responsibility. So I was talking to this young brother yesterday that we got to start thinking critically and start using some common sense. Like, you know, when you're in a position where sometimes when you run, no matter this guy, the one guy in South Carolina, he had a busted taillight, even though he had some child support issues.
Right.
But he got pulled over from a busted taillight, and he died. He ultimately, you know, no matter how it went down, he died over a busted taillight.
Right.
You understand? So we got to teach our young men, or this young brother's period, that, for one, be legitimate when you out there.
Right.
You understand? We could blame the cop. But, again, you know, I've been on this earth 40-plus years, and I've been pulled over, you know, I mean, quite a few times. You know, as a black man, that's going to happen. But I always had insurance,
mm-hmm.
always had a registration, and always had a driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I never did, get out of a car and run.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So, you know, for my public service announcement, that we got to start talking about teaching brothers, young brothers, how to, or these are two older men, when you have an encounter with the police,
yeah.
Sometimes that's a losing battle.
Right.
But you gotta, you know, we got to take accountability of whether we, you know, as a, you know, what's that shot, the rapper Shalom Moore, whatever his name is, about, you know, riding dirty. You know what I mean? If you're legitimate, you know, you got your thing, your ducks in order, you shouldn't have to make such a haste decision,
right,
or a haste choice,
right,
in that sudden moment. So that's one of the things that we won't get into later on in one of our conversations. That we don't talk about that. You know, we always talk about accountability and responsibility, but that's been on my mind. A lot of times we get all up in arms about these police officers killing, you know, brothers and men, but that's been going on for years.
Yeah.
That ain't just starting the last year and a half.
Right.
We've just been privileged to see it through the video camera.
Right. Or burden.
Right. So ain't nothing changed. So, again, I'm like, wow, man, since Trayvon Martin, we got it all up in arms. Man, it's still happening almost on a monthly,
yeah,
on a weekly basis.
Right.
Not even on a monthly, just
right.
Trayvon Martin starting, you know, actually brought it to light.
Yeah.
But it's been going on for years. And imagine, you know, if this guy shot this guy, you know, that easily, there was a camera there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there are hundreds of guys out here being, you know, criminal things done to them from the police officer aspect. There is no camera,
right?
But we got to sit, you know, we got to start asking ourselves, stop putting yourself in that position, man.
That accountability piece.
That accountability piece, like, you know, bro, you know, rest in peace, man. It's kind of, that's an unfortunate thing, but, you know, because the tail light is out, or because you have child support, what's the most you're going to do, a day in jail?
Yeah.
You know, he would have never thought he would get shot in the back, but
right,
this is, you know, it's an all-out war on black males or African-American males.
I think with that, just to add my own two cents in there, man, I think that I'm always big on the accountability piece,
mm-hmm,
and I'm not ever going to, you know, step back from that. But just, you know, somebody gets shot in the back of the head, man. Like, in the back of the head, like, we really, like, if there wasn't another case, we really got to take a look at the, you shot somebody in the back, man, in the back of the head. And, again, we know that that's been happening in the past, but just like we're living in a response to slavery at times, I think white people is too,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, you still see us as animals,
mm-hmm.
so you think that that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you still, like just like we, maybe, quote-unquote, are still living in that response to slavery,
mm-hmm.
I think that there's a lot of other cultures still living mm-hmm. in response, too, because there's no way that you would have done that, or I believe that there's no way that you would have done that if it was somebody of that off the same nationality.
But, you know, to my point, though, Brother Sean, like, this is going on, so it's happening. You know,
right.
Trayvon Martin, like we said, that brought this burden or brought it to light, however we want to spin it, but it's happening.
Right.
Period.
Right.
So we can see, and a lot of us, that's where we're at, we're stuck on it. You know, it's happening. The bottom line, it is happening.
Right.
So now we got to combat that.
Right.
That's the art of war. Once somebody show you your hand,
right.
you got to make the necessary adjustments to it, or do we stay stuck
Good.
On saying,
Great
you
point.
Know, why is this happening? It is happening, man. Let's
right.
get past that.
We live in a world where that happens.
Where it's happening. And unfortunately, we ain't seeing 80% of it because it's not on camera.
Right.
So do we keep getting stuck on why is it happening versus let's do something about it
right.
and say, young brother, young sister, or whoever you are, you know, when a police officer is, you know, pulling you over, listen, you know, make better choices for another day. You know what I mean? So you can live through another day. But, you know, that's just my public service announcement for this morning or for this evening. But I don't want to get that was just real heavy on my mind. But, you know, I'm excited about
glad you brought that up.
The conversation. We'll definitely talk about it a little bit at another point that was just on my mind. But thank you for asking what's on my mind.
Yeah.
On my mind. But, you know, moving to the conversation today and the subject matter today is it possible for, you know, people to stay friends after the romantic relationship has ended?
Yeah.
And, now, you know, again, thanks for the, our followers. That was one of the questions or one of the topics that was emailed to me to our email address. I want to thank you for that because this is something that me and Sean talk about a lot. Not directly,
mm-hmm.
but we talk about some of the things as far as relationships between men and women. And this is a very interesting subject to talk to you.
Yeah, man. I think it's I know that there's some places that you want to start. My first response to that, because I don't believe that there's any answers to that. I don't like giving people answers,
mm-hmm.
but I like giving people responses, and then you come up with your own answer.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's situation specific, because on one accord, you got to look and see, like, are there kids involved?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Are the kids involved? Because on one accord, you might have to interact. You know what I'm saying?
I'm always doing this, man. You'll give me a cheat sheet. What is this? I'll give you a cheat sheet before you get started, man. But you're right. Just start off.
Right.
You're absolutely right. There are kids involved. Right?
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. That's a good point. I'm sorry, but
No. I mean, I think just on a mundane level, you know, whether it be a marriage or whether it be, you know, just a relationship, you know, you may not have too much of a choice in that. So your response may be, you know, maybe we can't be friends, but we still got to be courted. We still got to be adults. You know, but then another point is, I think that we can kind of mix these in, is that, you know, what's the feelings? You know, there's a difference between love and being in love.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if I'm in love with you, it might be hard to be friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I got love for you,
good point.
You know what I'm saying? Because we all been in situations where we have love for that woman, or in a woman's perspective, that man, or however, you know, your sexual preference is. You know, and we still mess around afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But is it healthy?
Mm. So that's it. Is it healthy?
Is it healthy?
And that is it possible? Is it healthy?
Is it healthy?
Yeah, that's a good perspective. And that's so true, because if you do have, you know, you've been married for some years, or if you do have kids together, then you should be friends, because your kids is paying attention, and you should, you know, you can show your kids after, you know, because sometimes things fall apart.
Right.
But if there are kids in that particular situation, I think you need to be friends, or at least to your point, cordial,
right?
Because sometimes cordial goes out the bag on one,
right.
and feelings are offended or hurt.
Yes,
you understand?
So, yes.
You know, and one of the things that bothers me, man,
mm-hmm.
is when you see people who've been married for years,
mm-hmm.
and then they go through a divorce or whatever, man, and they're not cordial to one another.
Right.
You know, you hear some of these divorce proceedings, man, and you know, people at one another's neck.
Right.
You understand? Like, you know, whether it's money or whatever, you know, you have a guy who wife build him up to the, you know, build his business up to this to where he is,
mm-hmm.
and she got to fight him in court to give her some money.
Yeah, that's terrible.
You know what I mean? I have a lot of respect. I mean, I lose a lot of respect for men who do that. Like, you know, this woman made you who you are, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes things fall apart. You know, we hope that divorce doesn't happen, but you know, according to statistics, that's, you know, that's very likely nowadays. But bro, this lady made you, man.
Mm-hmm.
She did all that, all those those intangible things that, you know, doesn't show up, but how she got to beg and fight you for some money, man. And then on the flip side, you have a woman.
Good. I'm glad you want to talk about this too. Now, I mean, this ain't my situation. I'm like, dude, you better hit the other side, bro.
The woman who's trying to take this dude down,
right.
Like you ain't slinging that nan hammer,
right?
You understand? You only been with this guy for 2 weeks,
right?
And you want 50% of his money,
right?
But you know, but again, I like that word you use, man. Like, you know, when you say I do,
mm-hmm.
when you say I do,
mm-hmm.
to me, no matter where the relationship goes, unless there's some abuse or some abuse or some other things that may happen. Why can't we be cordial when
mm-hmm.
things fall apart?
Mm-hmm.
I like that word. We ain't got to be friends.
Mm-hmm.
But if I went and showed the world that I married you,
mm-hmm.
you mean tell me when we, now that it's over, I'm going to treat you like that?
Right.
You just showed the world that, you know, because you put on this grandiose performance, that's what it was, you know, during
right.
the wedding, that under God, under oath, and say, God, I'm going to love this man to death of his part, but now you want to see this person life in shambles.
Right.
That rubs me the wrong way when I see things like that.
You know, I was a little bit intimidated by this topic whenever you had brought it to my attention, because on one accord, you know, and I say this humbly, I think I'm a wise 29 years old,
mm-hmm.
but on another accord, I can't speak on experiences that I haven't had yet. And so what I mean by that, not to be long-winded, but we get in relationships sometimes based off the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a difference between loving somebody and being in love with that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I have loved women before my wife, but I have never been in love with a woman the way I am with my wife. And I was listening to Deborah Cox and RL song on the way up here, We Can't Be Friends.
Okay.
We Can't Be Friends. And the whole crux of it was like, we can't be friends because I'm still in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
We can't be friends because I'm still, I mean, in the whole song, I mean, you know, you see the video and he's going crazy, like, I'm still in love with this woman. And I think, too, to maybe give some insight is that sometimes when you break up with somebody that you're in love with and you've been with them for 7 years, it makes it difficult because you cool with their family.
Mm-hmm.
You cool with their family.
Yeah,
so now we got to remain something because I'm still cool with your mom. Your mom still loves me.
Right.
You know, I'm cool with your brother, your uncles. It's like, I'm supposed to cut off all of that off. Because my mom and dad are separated, but my dad and my brother, my dad and my mom's brother, they still cool.
Good point. Yeah. I mean, great point. But, you know, is there a time where you take a break away because the emotions are still strong? Because sometimes, you know, you stay friends with benefits.
Exactly.
You know, after the relationship has ended. So do you ever get a time to grow through that pain.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because sometimes, you know, we as men,
mm-hmm.
we'll stay sexual to eternity.
Mm-hmm.
If you're cool with it, I'm cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes we're not as emotionally attached
right.
as our females. So are we friends? We friends because there's some benefits to it.
Right.
You understand? But as our female counterparts, that might be their way of, you know, pretending to be friends, but they don't really detach
mm-hmm.
themselves away from us.
Mm.
So that contributes to maybe their pain lingers.
Wow.
But for we as men, you know, sometimes that's, you know, that's where we are so different, because women don't understand that perspective
yeah.
of us, that we can have sex with you,
yeah.
but we might not even have the same feelings, you
exactly.
know, but they are different.
Exactly.
They're a different being, so they still,
exactly.
you know, and that's unfair to them.
Right.
So
right.
we friends.
Right.
Are we friends, then there shouldn't be no physicality.
Wow.
No, there shouldn't be no nothing physical going on. Why, if we are in this friend stage and we as men, we take advantage of that.
Boy,
I'm sounding like Sean.
I'm sorry, let me switch this over. I'm like, yeah, I had a camera something. That's what I'm saying. I'm going like, you're saying something. You're saying something. you are saying something, because I think you're saying the same thing, is that, like you said, we can have sex with a woman and I haven't had no feelings for it. Like, but when you're in love, you know, and I know you'll be universalizing my experience, but when you're in love, like, I don't believe in cheating. I will talk to anybody about that all day. I don't think that
you do.
There's no space for cheating whenever you're in love. But you bring up an excellent point, because I think that it might be difficult to be friends after the relationship ends, because we never were friends.
Mm.
We started, you know what I'm saying? We live in a day where...
Are you still on the
I'm trying to...
We might extend our commercial break. I'm just going, God damn
it. Right. But we never were friends, man. Like, I think prior to the baby boomers, you know, you have a different culture, a different mindset.
Okay.
Now when the baby boomers came, they brought a whole new way of living, a whole new perspective. Mm-hmm. And you fast forward to today, friends, like, shoot, like, I'm smashing you out. I'm smashing you the first 30 minutes I meet you. And I'm not talking me personally, but that's the mindset. Like, so we never had a chance to be friends.
That's powerful. Because we're talking about chivalry.
Right.
You understand? You know, back in the day where you met the parents.
Right.
You know, in some African cultures, you had to meet the parents. You know, you gotta present your resume to them. And how many of us are doing that?
Exactly.
You know, and I don't even know. You got my mind is racing. It's an incredible point. Like, you know, Houdini said, how many of us are, you know, friends? How many of us really are friends?
Right.
You understand? And that's what sustains the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times, and to me, when you love somebody as a friend, you ain't trying to bury them
exactly. When
it falls apart.
Exactly.
You understand? So you,
exactly.
You just try to like, oh, were y'all really even friends?
Right.
And nowadays we live in such a sexual time.
There it is.
You know what I mean? How many of us are getting to know that? And, you know, to all the lady listeners out there, we men are lying to you all when we say we don't understand that you're emotional.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But on the flip side, we men, we can't stop. We got to stop making these excuses saying that, you know, I didn't know. Yeah, you know. But if you have certain age, you know women are emotional. So
right.
Once the penetration happens,
right.
You know, the friendship almost takes the back door.
Exactly.
Takes a back seat to,
exactly.
You know, to the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what sustains and that's what maintains the relationship is the friendship. But you just talk about how many of us are friends really, right?
How many?
But like, what's my favorite color? Yeah, man. I know you like this black lingerie. You know what I mean? So I think it's black, but you don't even know who. You know what I mean?
Right.
You didn't know research on this
person. Right.
You don't know their family background.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's crazy to think of. You probably not even met this person's parents, and y'all in the bed on a regular. You know, the parent. You haven't even met the parents. Haven't even met the children.
And is that healthy?
Mm.
And then that, but see, so we have questions within the question.
Mm.
These are enemies.
No, it's not healthy.
No, it's not healthy. It's not healthy. But here's now going off topic, staying on topic. But now we start making decisions that ultimately are detrimental for future generations, because now we've had a baby out of this. Not only do I not know you or anything about you, but we have a child now. Wow. So I'm having a baby by somebody that I don't know. I don't know nothing about. How do I explain it to myself? It is explainable.
Mm.
But the information that you explain it with is not information that you're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm. Explain that a little bit.
Well, take that situation. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If I go out to the club, meet a shorty, have him say, go home, we have intercourse, and I have no idea who she is, and we have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I explain it to myself, I really got to be real with myself. Like, that's, I did that.
Mm.
I did that. But how many people really going to say this, I did this?
Mm.
They're not going to, I'm not going to own up to that. I mean, no. I would, no. But this is why you have people who are running from relationships and children.
Mm. And, you know, just being real and putting my 2 cents or putting my life out there, you know, a lot of times we're in denial of those situations. You know what I mean? You know, when you, like you said, you have babies out of these types of situations, you're angry.
Right.
You understand?
Yeah, well,
you
know, what
you're you mad, yeah. But, you know, you're trying to take your accountability out of the scenario, or you're responsible out of the scenario, and, you try to project that anger on somebody else when you put yourself in that position.
Exactly.
But it's coming back to, you know, God made it that way. We're not even supposed to be indulging in these things.
Exactly.
Until we know.
Exactly.
You know, we at least have some type of relationship with you, hopefully a friendship
right.
with you. But, you know, to your point, if you're meeting somebody out in the club,
right.
what is that really? That's not even a friendship, let alone a relationship.
Right.
You know what I mean? Well, you know, when we're talking about, you know, kids,
right.
You know, because that's your main point was that a lot of times these relationships, when they terminate, there's kids involved.
Yeah.
You understand? And now you see your kids, as a kid, you're watching your parents go at it, clash.
Yeah.
You had mentioned how healthy is that?
How healthy is that? I think, too, what you just made me think of, I'm going to speak for myself. I'm not saying that you can't be intimate with a woman before y'all get married. I'm not saying that. Now, that's what we're taught, but I as I wrote in my book, you know, that wasn't my case. I was intimate with my wife before I met her. You know what I mean? And I'm not mad about that decision that I made. Now, what I would have liked to maybe happen was, you know, and to uphold our character, I think it'll be healthy. I think it'll be healthy for people to have a relationship first. Maybe a friendship, but if y'all develop a relationship and y'all both decide, you know, maybe we need to take this thing forward a little more, and then you become intimate. Then you become intimate, and now you can start to, you know, really delve into more of the relationship.
Mm. You know, before, because you know, you just touched on something that I'm gonna jump into a little bit heavy, but I know we're supposed to be going to break. We're about to go to break, and we're going to come back and jump into that, establishing a friendship. And I got some, some science I want to add to that subject.
Good.
Because I just don't want to cover, because we don't talk about that as much.
Okay.
As we as men mature, you know, and all the men on the line, I want to talk to you about something in all seriousness, and I hope that. You listeners can comment on some of the things that I'm about to say. I would love to hear your perspective.
Yes, we'd love to hear it.
But we'll be back after our commercial with more conversation with good brothers.
Attention, pastors, ministry leaders, and nonprofits. Did you know that most leaders cannot describe their ideal leadership environment? Do you currently have systems in place to facilitate a growth environment? Imagine having a ministry or organization with the tools and strategies that are guaranteed to improve leadership awareness in your staff and volunteers. Stop and imagine no longer. Allie Thies Consulting Group was established just for you, those who dare to lead from the inside out. Allow the truth Allie Thies Leadership to meet your training, speaking, and coaching needs at www.alliethiesconsultinggroup.com. That's alliethiesconsultinggroup.com, or give us a call at 240-245-0503, or email us at alliethiesleader@gmail.com. That's alliethiesleader@gmail.com.
EX3 Radio is looking for new radio show hosts and new radio show formats. If you're interested in hosting or co-hosting your own show and looking for a great platform to share your personality and perspectives, the EX3 Radio Network is the place to be. When you become a part of us, you become family. Email us today at expectedendentertainment@gmail.com for more details. That's expectedendentertainment@gmail.com, or visit EX3 Radio on Facebook. Excellence speaks for itself. Experience it. EX3 Radio.
Welcome back to the Conversations with Good Brothers. I'm Darnell Ramsey.
And I am Sean Francis Coleman.
Before we went on commercial, Sean had brought up a good comment that I want to touch upon about, you know, the importance of friendship. And one of the things that I always talk to, I always talk about is how a lot of times that we don't truly get an opportunity to develop that friendship because sex got involved.
Mm-hmm.
So before I get into that, I want to acknowledge our caller. We got a caller with the last 4-2-2-7-6. I'm going to give you a couple seconds, caller, I want to get into this topic, but I want to hear your feedback. Caller, can you let us know who you are and where you're calling from? Caller, last 4-2-2-7-6.
Caller, you there?
Oh, I guess I scared them off. If you
call us back.
Yeah, call us back. Caller 2276. One of the things that you had mentioned that when we start to get physical, when sex get involved, you know, we don't never, it's my belief that, you know, sometimes we don't truly get, you know, develop that long-lasting friendship
mm-hmm.
because things get a little bit emotional. And then we as men, we don't have those uncomfortable conversations. Or as a female, we don't have these uncomfortable conversations. But I'm a male, so I can speak from a male's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some things that we should have said before the sex got involved. Now you don't want to hurt her feelings, so you hold back from an uncomfortable conversation. So you never, I don't believe that you necessarily develop an authentic relationship or friendship.
Right.
You understand? Because you're so busy about, you're so worried about hurting this person's feelings that you might not tell them something after you have started having sexual relations.
Mm.
And now, you know, I know I'm just a big fan that, you know, those initial stages, man, before the sex is involved, because sometimes
mm-hmm.
you can walk away
mm-hmm.
from these relationships
mm-hmm.
when the sex is not involved. You know, you out, you know, if you don't have sex with a young lady, she can't badmouth you. Because a lot of times out here, this woman's scarred because you had sex with her, it didn't go anywhere.
Right.
But if you refrain from having sex, you understand, you know, you can bounce, or you can terminate that whatever it is. I don't call it relationships because it wasn't long, but you can terminate the encounter.
Right.
But when sex gets involved, for one, as a man, it feels good to us.
Right.
And a female, now she just opened herself up to emotions.
Mm.
So both sides are cheating each other, because now you have really cheated that encounter out of what it can possibly blossom to be, because there was no friendship.
Well, let me speak on that. And this is actually being spawned out of the moment. That's why I love doing these shows with you, man, because a lot of the things that I know I say come from the moment. And I think that there's a difference between a friendship and a relationship.
Oh, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? And I think but I think the power and the foundation comes in the relationship. So on one accord, I just can't see myself being in a relationship and not being able to speak my piece.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because as I always say, as I got from Dr. Jackson Katz, defensiveness blocks critical discussion. We got to have critical
mm-hmm.
discussion by any means necessary.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because that's what's going to take the relationship mm-hmm. to the next level.
Uncomfortable conversations.
Uncomfortable conversations.
Mm-hmm.
But
necessary.
The power of developing a relationship at the beginning is that, you know, or the friendship, or the relationship, I should say, is that you get a chance to work, you know, to feel one another out, you know what I mean, and do the little mental warfare, see how people respond to certain situations. Does she badmouth people? Do you badmouth people? You know, whenever you get comfortable, now you start to know somebody's character. If you're dealing with two adults, and that goes, like you talk about how people badmouth people, you can kind of have an idea that, you know, this person's somebody's character. I don't think they would do this necessarily afterwards. But on another accord, man, that even if y'all trying to develop a friendship and there's not necessarily a relationship and y'all have sex, you could still develop a relationship along the way. I would always fall back on the relationship, so I can't see, and I want to empathize with it, but I just can't see how you have a relationship with somebody who you can't communicate with. You should always be able to fall back on the relationship.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like you know, like I, you know my character. You know what I'm about. I know what you're about. So no matter if sex happened or not, I should be able to fall back on a relationship. But now we see what happens is, like, we got dual roles.
Mm.
We was friends, now we have a sex. Kind of like we friends, but you also my boss.
Right.
But I should still be able to communicate to you because of our relationship.
But we come back to, well, I know, yeah, or using that word relationship and friendship interchangeably, because, I mean, you fall back, you know, to me, back in the day, man, when you're friends, man, y'all fought.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? You know, you went at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that friendship, man, you know, I don't like using that word too loosely. You know, that friendship, man, it was a, you know, to develop that, because that's what sustained you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? I know sometimes when man Sean's over here, you know, you hear about our chemistry, but we battle.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? But that friendship allows us to battle, allows us to disagree. But unfortunately, when there are, you know, when there are sexual, I'm just saying, when there are sexual encounters taking place, I think the friendship get watered down, man, because now you're worried about offending or hurting this person's feelings. You understand? You don't truly, and I'm just speaking from experience and all the, you know, backdoor conversations I had with a lot of men. There are so much that, you know, we telling our friends about that we should be telling our spouse,
right,
our girlfriend about.
Right.
But, you know, it's so emotional that we hold this stuff in, and that's really damaging to both, because this person really don't know how you feel, and you bottling up this feeling that's killing you inside, and you never get a chance to convey that message, to convey what you feel to your to your so-called partner. You know, when you're walking around with turmoil, you understand? Like, you know, how does that benefit? But with friends, you understand that friends, it's okay to disagree. And you know, one of the things that when you were talking, you know, one of my favorite lines is, you don't really know somebody until you disagree with them.
Right, right.
You understand?
Right.
Once you disagree with somebody, then you really know where they stand. So in a relationship, you're talking about spending some years with somebody, you're not going to have disagreements.
Mm-hmm.
There's 365 days in a year. You're not going to have quite a few disagreements.
Mm-hmm.
And the beautiful thing is being able, like, well, man, you can disagree. That's something beautiful when you work through a disagreement.
Right.
But, you know, I know you had always, you know, that comment you were saying, defense breeds.
Defensiveness blocks critical discussion.
Yeah. So when you're trying to speak to your partner and they get defensive, now during a critical discussion, there's an uncomfortable discussion, and we all grow through uncomfortable discussion.
You know, I agree with you, but I think when you asked me if I was using those words interchangeably, I don't believe I was. I think that you don't call somebody a friend until you develop a relationship, unless you're a fool.
Okay.
Unless you're a fool, you know what I'm saying?
A lot of fools relationships.
A lot of us, we get that term and we get these titles too damn quick. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't develop the relationship.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Even when you look back at, like, hip-hop and that, you know, in the 90s, they said a lot of New York rappers would not get on the same track until they would go out, have a drink, fill one another out, develop a relationship, and then you get on a track. But if you put that in what we're talking about, there's no relationship. And then bringing it to communication, my man, one of the things that I don't see how we get to the point where we're having sex and we're months, years into the relationship, and you're still frustrated by the communication issues on some accords. Because I remember, and again, I'm not universalizing my experience, but one of the things that my wife said whenever we first started talking was, I like you because you tell the truth. You tell the truth. When I ask you questions, you don't lie. You know, when she said, you know, when I first met her, do you talk to other girls? And I said, yes, I do. You know what I mean? So not, but through us developing the relationship, we were able to get some things together at the forefront. So now we both got accountability. Do I want to deal with this person? Do I not want to deal with this person? She say, okay, well, Sean, look, here's my expectations. That's one of the first chapters of my book, The Power of Your Expectations. Mm-hmm. So we worked out that stuff way up front. You see what I'm saying?
Damn it. I wasn't even going to have this. This wasn't even on our notes.
Yeah,
you understand?
Yeah,
but now, you know, to everybody who knows during the Ramsey out there, I'm going to say this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you said that, now your relationship from the door had a solid foundation.
Mm-hmm.
What percentage of relationships are out? I'm going to tell you a line. We're going to role play.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, you see an attractive brother, an attractive sister out there. So the sister goes to the brother and says, are you talking to anybody? And that brother looks her in her eyes and say, nah, it's all about you, baby.
Right.
That's a lie.
That's a lie.
On the flip side, the sister says, are you talking to somebody? And that brother says, yeah, I talked to about two or three people.
Mm-hmm.
That sister automatically gets offensive. And why are you talking about, why you want my number then?
Mm-hmm.
So what did the brother do then? 9 times out of 10? Well, I'm sorry, 7 times out of 10, he lies.
Mm-hmm.
So now your relationship, your friendship is built on lies. You have laid the foundation to lie.
Right.
But to your wife's point, that's realness, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, and unfortunately, I tell a lot of sisters and brothers that we start out by lying.
Yeah, exactly. That's,
you know, I mean, that's the beautiful thing about being in your 40s. Like, now, what I got to lose right now?
Right.
I'm going to tell you, but we should be doing this at 16 years old.
Exactly.
But we know it's all about gaming, and sometimes you want to be gaming. I'm not the ugliest brother. I think that I'm fair looking. But do you think that, you know, somebody, you know, you're talking to somebody decent, they ain't talking to nobody. You believe that, I'm looking like Ukla the Mock, like nobody, I ain't got the chance to meet nobody in my life. So if you ask me how I'm talking to somebody, I mean, that's your kid, but are you offended if I say, yeah, I do date people. But it's amazing how, you know, people they don't want to hear the truth.
They don't want to
hear the truth. So now the foundation of your relationship.
Right.
Well, I'm sorry, the building block. It ain't the foundation, but that initial block,
yeah,
you know, on contact, is a lie.
Mm.
Now, where does the relationship go from there?
Because I'm gonna cut you off.
Please add on.
But it's not about where does the relationship go and build. Sometimes, how soon do we end this relationship? Because in that situation, my wife said, okay, well, there's some things that we could work on. because she wanted to be with me, but she wasn't willing to put up with the stuff that I was doing. Mm-hmm. What she could have did was, she, and I wouldn't have blamed her. She could have said, "All right, we know it, not this time. You know, I'm not doing this. Why? Why what?
Why was I mean? She could have, but why?
Why would she leave?
No, yeah, that situation right there.
I mean, so if she didn't want to put up with what I mean, I'm 23 years old. You know, I'm a bachelor. I'm out to go on what bachelors do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm disrespecting myself, let alone other
that's
people.
True. If you're dating, why are you disrespect? Now, here's what I was a cheap question. I mean, a question. Now, why can't we exchange numbers? Well, who said we got to be physical?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
But to the point that some sisters, if you're sitting out here and say I'm dating somebody, they automatically sense of like, oh, why are you talking to me?
Right, right.
But if I'm talking to you, why can't we go play some pool and get to know each other?
Right.
Why can't we know? Because really, this is what we should be doing over the next few months.
Exactly.
So, you know, sisters, we are very sexual.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Just, you know, we might be, majority of us don't hold out like women do.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
But why can't I develop a friendship with you? If I choose, but give me the expectation.
Develop a relationship.
Yeah, right, and develop a relationship, but why are we developing a relationship? Give me the expectation.
Exactly.
Too, but now, because you're dating other people, I don't want nothing to do with you. Like, oh, sure, who said we got to be physical?
Right.
Is there anything wrong with us having an occasional conversation and going on a
right.
date?
Right.
Or going to play some pool, throw on some darts while we get to know each other?
Right.
But as soon as we exchange numbers, I'm supposed to throw everything I weigh for you. You could be a nut, but you know this is real talk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But because you give me your number, that means that everybody I talked to before I met you at 12:01,
right?
I'm supposed to get rid of them.
Right. And y'all might become great friends.
Mm.
Y'all might become great.
If you leave
the sex out of it,
yes.
Y'all might be.
Yes.
And really, that might be what
yes.
both of y'all need.
Yes.
That might be what both of y'all need. I remember watching the first or second Hidden Colors. And I forgot the woman's name. Actually, I think she came to Pittsburgh recently. And she said the problem with something, we're not just talking about black couples, but right now I am. She said the problem with some black couples is that we only get along whenever we're laying down.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as we stand up, that's when all the problems start. And I'm like, wow.
I don't know, man. Okay, I don't know what I'm thinking about. Give me her.
The only time that a black man and a black woman is getting along is when we're having sex.
Mm-hmm.
Because whenever we laying down, but as soon as we get up and just get to watch TV, I don't want to watch that. Like, dang. But only time we really get along is that we in the sex.
Those Jamal and Grandmother, they said, those Jamal and Love Me or Leave Me Alone, that was one of his verses. You know what I mean? The only time it's right is when I'm laying the pipe.
Right.
You understand? So
right.
That's the same thing.
Right.
But when we stand on that, again, how did you get in that position, though, bro?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a friend? No. Like, how is that? How do we men find ourselves in those positions where we can't even converse? Is that immaturity? Or as a sister, why are you going to be with somebody where you can't even converse?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of that going on.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there's some marriages,
yeah.
You know, or like that. So were you friends?
Yeah.
Were you friends?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or did you even spend time, a significant amount of time, developing or working on the friendship? But to your point, you know, I've had the pleasure of... you know, have so many great female friends, man.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? There might have been some initial attraction at the beginning, but to your point, because we got to know each other, you're like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this ain't going on. All this was supposed to be is for us to be friends.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we don't even explore that because we're so busy trying to get into one another's pants.
Yeah, but that's the answer to your question.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you say how do we get here, really, because like in business, like we say in business, we think with our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And when you've been the man, like and we're not being cocky, but when you've been the man, you know what I'm saying, and you the you know you that dude, some women want to be with that guy, and they want to put their stamp on you. Well, I at least got experience, and then for women. Whenever she's that chick that everybody wants, guys are like, well, I'll do anything to get with her.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll sacrifice a friendship and all this just to be able to, and then that's where all the problems are. So to answer your question more directly, I think that you just answered it. We sacrifice and we think with our eyes and we just put more emphasis on the sexual stuff. And we miss some great friendships. I still got great friendships with even some of the women that, you know, I have been intimate with
in the past. Right.
So sometimes... you can be.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yeah, I mean, and not saying it's part, but, you know, I'm also thinking that sometimes there's a grace period where, you know, it's best for y'all to break apart.
Right, right.
You know, we're talking about, you know, as soon as they have ended,
right.
You know, is it best for y'all? Because there's some hurt, you know what I mean? And
right.
To your point, once the hurt is gone, they can say, you know what, that brother has always been honest.
Right, exactly.
That sister has always been honest.
Right.
So I know I'm hurt right now, but this is the type of person I want to continue staying in contact with.
Right.
Because they never misled. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And after all the pain is gone, that's when you want that, you have the best, you know, you have that person's best interest at heart.
Mm.
Because that person was a true friend,
mm.
and I was a person of character,
mm-hmm.
who really treated you like
yeah.
that. So you want, you know, to your point, you want to stay friends with that person.
Exactly.
But there is a grace period.
Yes.
You know, yeah. For the feeling to subside and,
yes.
you know, so you can move on. We're going to go to another commercial break. You know, this conversation is good, if I may say so. Yeah, man. But we'll be back with conversations with good brothers. Please, the caller, if you have a question or comment, feel free to push #1. Let us know that you have a question, or you can type your question into our engineer. He will let us know that, you know, you have a comment or question. But we'll be right back with conversations with good brothers.
Call us up.
I'm Carrie Washington. 1 in 4 women will be a victim of domestic violence. Finances are almost always a weapon of choice, taking away access to cash, destroying credit, jeopardizing jobs. Financial abuse leaves invisible bruises that can take decades to heal. But there's hope. Allstate Foundation Purple Purse makes it easier to recognize, talk about, and stop financial abuse. Help women gain control of their purse strings. Join me at purplepurse.com.
If you are a recording artist and you're looking for the best quality, professionalism, and affordable pricing for your video shoot, you need to contact Bless Media Group today. Bless Media Group specializes in top-notch video production for entertainers such as rappers and singers. You need a sports recruiting video? You're getting married? Need an actor's reel? We've got you covered there too. Bless Media Group, your one-stop video shop. For more information, please visit us online at www.blessmediagroup.com. That's www.blessmediagroup.com.
Oh. Welcome back. I am Sean Francis Coleman.
I'm Darnell Ramsey. Welcome back to this great conversation I think we're having, but before we jump back into the last 15-20 minutes of the call or the conversation, we have a caller with the last 41449. Caller 1449, name and where you calling from.
This is Brenda. I'm calling from the north side in Pittsburgh.
Brenda, Sister Brenda.
Yes, how are you guys?
Hey, we incredible. Well, how you doing, Brent?
Good conversation. And it's real. A lot of women and men, like you say, they go out into the social setting, have a few drinks, get a little tipsy, and they go home, and they unite in a sexual way. And one thing about that is, like you said, when a man enters into a woman, he leaves a deposit. So we get an emotional bond. We get tied to that. And you guys are able to walk away because we can't deposit. So when you guys walk away, we're like, oh, he loves me and I feel this way and he has to love me because we did this. But it's not the case because you guys don't have that same feeling. So we get emotional, all caught up. And then, like you said, we didn't ask questions. We didn't get the chance to find out who you were. And then we see you out with somebody else. And it's like, oh, I lost my mind. He's out with her. He's out with, you know, he's been seeing her. He's
right.
So it behooves us to get to know one another. I always tell everybody, well, what's his mother's name? Did you know his mother? Does he have any brothers or sisters? And I've been laughed at. My friends have been like, oh, Brent, you put too much into it. Well, this is life, you know. You have a baby by this guy. You don't know if it's mental illness. You know, you don't know what they have in their family line. You don't even know if he might be your cousin on your father's side or your mother's side because you didn't do any investigating. So,
some notes here, Brent. We got to get notes, Brent. You're dropping some science. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, like I said, we get caught up. Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting here writing, taking some mental notes because I want to address that, Brent. I want to address that. We have a call. We have another call, and I'm going to come back to that, Brent. All right. Thank you for calling
okay.
in. There's a couple points, you know. I was trying to take some mental notes while you was talking. You hit us with like 3 or 4 notes.
I have notes.
Yeah, but I'm going to come back. We're going to address that. That's one of the notes we want to come back to. We're going to thank you for calling
thank
in,
you
Brent.
So much,
Brent. Thank you so very much. Thank you for support. We're going to go to another caller with the last 4081. State your name and where you calling from.
Oh, yeah, what up? This is Sadiq, Washington, D.C.
Hey, how you doing, Brother Sadiq? Sir, Brother Sadiq.
Doing good, doing good. Darnell and Sean, great, great conversation. You guys are definitely doing your thing. I wanted to make a couple of points. One, I think that a lot of times people fail to know exactly what they want, you know, out of a relationship. So they kind of fall into a relationship. They're kind of out there just kind of playing the field, loose, not really knowing for sure what they want. People aren't really as serious as they need to be when it comes to relationships, when it comes to picking a mate. And then when you start having kids and things like that, and then, you know, being a baby's father or a baby's mother, it just complicates things. So I think folks need to, one, know what they want. Once the feelings get involved, it's kind of hard, you know, especially if one person wants it more than another person. And I think, you know, sad to say, a lot of times guys are the main culprits. You know, they play with females' emotions. And, I mean, I got a daughter, and you got a daughter, Darnell. And so I think, you know, guys need to really, really, you know, be more loving, not in the sense of, you know, being, you know, trying to get into a female's pants, but be more loving, you know, actually treat a female like you would your sister or your daughter, like a queen.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think we look at things, you know, through that lens. Two more points. I think a lot of times we're willing to settle for less. Let's say, you know, we find somebody, we like the female, she's like, you know, maybe 60-70% of what we want, but we're not really fully satisfied. And so that 25% of the package that we're not satisfied with, we really don't act on that, but we just kind of settle and tolerate that. And then later on, you know, when it gets real serious, you let that stuff that you're not really serious about or that you have, you know, some certain reservations about kind of come to the fore, you know, to the forefront, and then it becomes a deal breaker versus being honest in the beginning. You feel me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then the last point I'll make, and I'll listen to the comments, you know, off the phone. I think we just really too frisky, you know, too frisky. And, you know,
right.
You know, I mean, Darnell, you and I went to college together, you know, so I think it's a whole lot of maturity that comes into play. But a lot of times we just, you know, we let our loins and our lust, our feelings get the most of us. We become infatuated and we give up, we share of ourselves too easily. And like the previous, you know, like the previous caller said, Brenda, when we, you know, not just with men, you know, so it's not just the females that don't get anything, but whenever you share of yourself with somebody in that way, you lose a little bit of yourself. You give of yourself, even if it's like 10 years ago or if it's somebody who you really didn't really feel too strongly about. You know, the body is sacred, and we really don't take that to heart. You know, we're just way too frisky. Thank you all.
Right.
Continue to do a good job. Peace.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Brother Sadiq, man. Thank you. Y'all just gave us like 10 minutes. we sit here taking some notes, man. So we're going to touch on. We can go back to, you know, Brother Brenda's just saying, Sister Brenda, I'm sorry. Please apologize. That's my, you know, great sister, Sister Brenda. I went to school with her, a great person. I'm sorry, Sister Brenda. Congratulations, too, because she's ordained, so she's doing her thing.
Congrats.
Yeah, Brenda, you know, much respect for that sister. But she talked about, you know, alcohol. Sometimes we have in situations, we meet people at the club, alcohol get involved.
Great point.
We go back, you know, you're having sex with somebody, then she was real. Brenda's always kept it real about, then you see this person out and you mad at him.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
But, you know, you gave up yourself. Both of y'all gave yourself, but what did you expect going to happen?
Right.
If he hit you off
right.
the first night out, that might be his M.O.
Right.
Just she said, you know, you don't even know this brother's name, and he's
right.
penetrating.
Right.
Now you deposit. That's powerful.
That was powerful.
Deposit. You took a note, Brent, on that. Depositing into
it. Yeah.
You know, and Brother Sadiq talked about it as well, but I see you nodding like you got something that you had running across your brain. Right?
I think that you hit it, you know, on the head. I think that her point about getting mad when they, you know, and angry after you see that goes to us being too frisky. I think that we've been talking about that. The baby boomer, I'm not blaming everything on the baby boomer generation, but that sexual
that sexual aspect of human nature is just missing, man. I was listening to an audiobook 2 days ago, and it was saying one of the ways that you could tell that an empire's fall coming is because the sexual desire starts to increase. And I mean, we have just a strong sexual desire, man.
That's the Bible, man.
That's
what man talks about that in the Bible.
Yeah.
Bro. You understand, like, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah was like a lustful, and, you know, just being real, like, you know, I always, you know, tell people I had a conversation with one of my good friends that, you know, as a man, just being honest, I had lustful desires.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very lustful. You know what I mean? And as Brother Sadiq said, we're risky.
Right.
That lust causes to produce risk.
Right.
You understand?
Right. Right.
But we don't want to deal with the consequences that come with that risk.
Right.
You know what I mean? When I got child, you know, slapped with those child support orders, you know, brother, you want to complain, but those are those risky behaviors, so we don't know how to control our lust.
Right.
You understand? And nobody talks about that.
But see, here's the thing. It goes back to love versus being in love. Like, I was not looking for love when I met my wife, but sometimes it will find you. You know what I mean? All the time. You know what I mean? But in love. Being, there's a difference between love versus in love, man. And, like, I've just... At 23 years old, man, like, that was the beginning of a new life for me because I started to challenge. Like, I was ready to be a player, so I was well into my 50s. Like, I love it. It's fun to have sex with, you know, different women, but it's phenomenal whenever you're having sex with the woman that you're in love with, man. Like, that same way that, you know, a young man will look at a shorty at the club and be excited to take her home, I've been looking at my wife like that every day. I still go home, like, man, like, I lust her. Like, I'm into her in every type of way. And I think that's where, you know, most people, a lot of people not experienced, but that's when they want to be it. She taught me how to control my tool. She taught me how to control that. Like, there's nothing that a woman, even though I still get lustful, if a woman comes into my space and she's attractive and I think that she's beautiful, I still have thoughts. I still think, like, dang, you know, X, Y, and Z. But I respect my relationship and my wife. There's no way that I'm going to risk what I have with my wife, man. Like, it's just a different, it's different. So everything that we're talking about people not doing, if you start to invest in, you know, if you are having that in-love experience, if you think that there's a chance that you might be in love, invest in that, because that life is so powerful. I've had both, the bachelor life and being in love. And I'm going to tell you from my experience, that there's being in love trumps, Rand, I don't care if she's the most beautiful woman in the world. When you're in love, man, it's a whole different experience, it's a whole new world, like Aladdin said.
It's crazy. I was talking about the brother that told y'all I was up 3 o'clock in the morning reading a post from the brother from the karate brother from
I think he was the Spawn dude, right?
Yeah, the Spawn dude.
Yeah.
But if you ever got his name, got like three names, but. Brother played in Why Did I Get Married, the one was with the loud, crazy shorty. Forgot his name, but anyway, he wrote this post on Facebook, man. It was powerful, and he was talking about how, you know, this woman taught him how to be loved. It was called Apology, Michael Jai White. Michael Jai White, thanks. but he wrote a post how, you know, the woman he was, you know, taught him how to be in love, and he didn't know what love was. And he was saying that, you know, the women had the ability to teach us. And it was, I guess the post was called Apology to My Exes.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying a lot of us men are so busy trying to be the man instead of allowing a woman to make us a man.
Right.
You understand? I'm the man.
I'm the man.
Are you a man?
Are you a man?
So then, you know, I even posted on it. I felt like a lame, but I never post on people's stuff. Right? I replied.
You was one of the ones.
I agree, dude. Yeah, you rock. Yeah, I mean, I didn't tell them to call into this conversation because we was gonna have this conversation. But the last thing on serious though, that a couple of weeks ago I was in a barbershop, and again next week the Good Brothers Conversation will be out in the community. Hosting our first show out in the community, looking forward to that in Bass Barbershop in East Liberty. But one of the conversations was talking about our chakra, how a lot of times when you're having these relations as a man, we're having relationships with all these women. You understand that we're not able to even give ourselves to this one woman because we're so connected to all these other women.
Right.
So you have to sever your chakra.
Right.
You understand? A lot of times we have to spend some time, and that's the reason why you need to refrain for something.
Right.
So you can, you know, in order for God to bless you with that woman, or that man of your dreams,
right,
you got to cut your chakra from having these long lasting physical relationship.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
There's a difference between friendships and physical relationships because sometimes we intertwine the two. Nah. If that all that person is, I don't care if you see them, you speak, but somehow they have a sexual connection.
Yeah.
You are really connected to that person, as Brenda's saying, because I'm still depositing into one another.
Right.
You understand? So, you know, you're not able really to break free of that and give yourself a true opportunity to be in love, like you said, because we're spirit ourselves to them. So, you know, a lot of us ain't even giving ourselves the opportunity, as you say, that to give that one person his love, because I'm pretty sure if you are, you'll become lustful for that one person.
Mm.
But a lot of men, you know, as we mature, you know, you happen to mature a little bit earlier than the average man, the majority of us, but we need to get to that point to where we can be friends. We should develop a friendship with our mate, but also discern the difference between is this a possible mate or strictly a friend.
Exactly.
You know, and that we need to, you know, work on that game as well.
Exactly.
Because everybody who comes in your path don't necessarily mean that you got to be in your pants, because females are the most loyalist people there are. You know what I mean? A guy, a backstabbing quicker than a female.
Mm-hmm.
So I always tell people we need more friends than we need lovers.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, there are some females who want to really see us succeed, but too many of us are childish and immature,
mm-hmm.
or we're trying to get in their pants first
mm-hmm.
instead of really developing a potential relationship
mm-hmm.
or friendship with this young lady. So, you know, we have some maturing. Many of us have a lot of maturing.
I know we got, 5 minutes left, man, but I think it's been a great discussion, man.
Mm.
I think it's been a phenomenal discussion. I think that there's so much more that we haven't said that can be said. We'll probably have to, you know, touch on this again. I think, closing off, man, one of the ideas that I have as far as, you know, why are some of us at the point where, I know me as a coach, as a life coach, as a professional counselor, I work with a lot of people who are asking themselves, why am I not at the point, like, well, I see this person, I see that person. Don't compare yourself to other people. You know, Les Brown's daughter, Ona Brown, said so accurately one time, she said, I don't care who it is, no matter how great it looks, there's problems in the relationship somewhere. So don't, you know,
How you going to leave with that?
I don't care if it's Barack. I mean, I look at me and my wife, you know what I'm saying? And people will ask me, like, well, and say something about my relationship. I'm like, hold up, whoa. You think there's some Facebook pictures and some inspirational posts that we don't ever be like, nah, I'm sick of this. I'm selling. I'm out of here. Get out of my bag. Like, you know, now, we don't go that far, but we argue, we have healthy arguments. It's an argument, and we have them, you know, more often sometimes than I would like with that. That woman I call my wife, man, she's worth it, man. She's worth it. And this is like me and you talking about beforehand. I used to be a bachelor, man, as probably a lot of the men on the phone and probably a lot of the women on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I was ready to invest in that life for my whole life. But having experienced what I'm experiencing, being in love, man, it's a lifestyle worth investing in. And everybody is deserving of that.
Mm-hmm. And Michael John White, you know, he talked about one of the things he talked in this post that we got to allow ourselves that opportunity to invest in that, man. Because sometimes, I'm talking about our chakra, we're so connected with so many other people that we're never giving this woman in front of us an opportunity, a true opportunity for that. I think we have 1 minute left there. Another great, incredible conversation. To Brenda, Sister Brenda, thank you so very much. Brother Sadiq, thank you so very much for your input. To all of you on the line, thank you so very much for your support. I think me and Sean had a new way of reaching out to you, posting some things on Facebook, some quick announcements. We want to continue doing that. We want to send you all to our Facebook page to continue to give us, to our email, send us some possible topics that you want to talk about. And we got a lot of great things planned for the conversation with the Good Brothers show moving forward.
And thank you all for buying my book. I appreciate everybody. I want to put in a plug there. A relationship guide is available for $24.99 at my website, perspective.com. So you can continue to expose yourself to some of the behaviors of a healthy relationship and love.
Again, thank you for everything. Again, look out for our posts on our webpage, on our Facebook. Like our Facebook. We got a lot more in store for you. Like I said, next week we'll be posting on Bass Barbershop for our first conversation out in the community. But it's going to be an incredible show, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, sir.
Love y'all.
Expand your perspective.
Give thanks.
Peace.